please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G, just making a video about messing with tax collection. Well, let's go. Yes, everyone, you know that YouTube is lame and gay. They suck, just like the people on YouTube. Most of the people here suck balls, you know. Everyone else there, like on MGTOW.TV, those people are A-OK in my book. Oh yeah, my subscribers, they're also cool with me too. But everyone else on YouTube and other channels that are gay, well, you know who you are. Eat my balls, just saying. And that's your mom right there too. Yeah, the shit you have to do to put your ass out there, you know? But fuck it, people try to fuck with you, and all you gotta do is fuck with them back, because people are stupid and lame. So yeah, suck my dick, bitches. But yes, I guess America's full of fucking faggots. That's okay though. I'm right here to throw a monkey wrench. And you know who else is throwing a monkey wrench? This fucking bitch. Let me bring her up. Yes, this is a chick right here, and she's actually doing God's work. She disguises herself because she works for the IRS or collections or somebody that she's not supposed to divulge their secrets. So yeah, this is a tax collector bitch. Yeah, look at her. I bet she'll be fun to fuck, like in the middle of the night. Look at her, yeah. Well, I kind of do the same thing to myself. I don't show my face because people are fucking assholes. Yeah, well, let this lady say her thing because, you know what? I'm digging her. She's fucking, in a weird way, she's kind of cute. But I'm a fucking pervert. What can I say? Well, anyways, let's bring up this sexy bitch.
Ask for this and watch debt collectors disappear. Hey, I'm the credit hacker. I come to you guys incognito so I can teach you how to hack.
Yeah, I'm digging this chick. We should join forces. Yeah, let's collaborate. You know, I'll be your Batman, you could be my Robin. Yeah, except you'd be a chick and I'm a guy. So, yeah, things would happen, but, you know, it is what it is. Maybe I should say Batgirl. Yeah, but whatever, right? Let's continue with the story.
Debt collectors can talk tough until you ask for this one thing, the chain of custody. That's when most go silent. The chain of custody is a paper trail that shows how your debt was legally transferred from one company to another.
Yes, remember friends, when these dirtbag debt collectors start asking you for money, ask them for the chain of custody. You already heard this lady. Yes, that's why I love her. I love her so much. She's doing great things. Yeah, she protects us from evil creatures. Yes, people think that goblins don't exist, but yes, they do. Just saying.
With your full file, your contract, and all your details intact. But here's the thing. Most collectors, they don't have it. Who sold it, when they sold it, and for how much? They need to prove it.
Yes, you see? That is key. You gotta prove the chain of custody. Pretty much it says from which person to which person to which person it goes to. That's why I call it the chain of custody. It follows a little line. Oh, yes. Same thing with the government, with the police and all that. Like when they take your evidence, whatever they're trying to prove against you, they need to prove the chain of custody. If it gets broken, that means it could be tampered with. And that means you're not liable because you could be tampered with. So, you know. Things to know. Yeah, knowing the ins and outs about the law is a good thing, because just like G.I. Joe says, that knowing's half the battle, right? Oh, was it? It was that's right. It's now I know, and knowing's half the battle. G.I. Joe! good cartoon, good cartoon. But oh well, it is what it is. Well, let's go back to the show.
Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, you can request this when you ask for debt validation. If they can't prove it, then that's your opportunity to dispute it with the credit reporting agencies and possibly get it deleted.
Remember, fellas, ask for debt validation. If they don't have it, they could kiss your dick. Fuck them, right? Well, let's continue.
Just remember, guys, there are laws in place, and we need to exercise our rights and educate ourselves on these laws because we're not taught these things in school, and it's done purposely.
You see, fellas, not all women are pieces of shit. That tax collector lady, she's doing God's work. Yeah, not like this piece of shit. Instead of doing her job and protect her city, she'd rather go do some stupid shit. But oh well, not everyone's a scumbag, like I said. That chick? Yeah, and incidentally, she's a white chick, if you can tell by the color of her skin. And people talk shit about white people, not me. Yeah, white people are doing good stuff. At least this one is, so fuck the other people, right? Just saying.
Hope you guys found this helpful. Please like, share, and comment. Send this to someone who could benefit from this information, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Don't worry, friends, I'm not a lame mess. I got part two right here coming up, so don't worry, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This one sentence gets debt collectors to back off immediately. Hey, I'm a credit hacker. I come to you guys incognito so I can keep my job, so I'll give you the tips.
Quick question. This is supposed to be another clip. Was it filmed on the same day, or do you wash your clothes, or are you a little dirty girl? Are you wearing the same panties? Are they all nice and sticky and sniffy and smells of ooey gooey? I don't know. I'm just a pervert. I'm just a secret admirer. You know, admire you from far away. Well, anyways, let's go watch the... Let's continue because, yeah, you know.
Tricks and knowledge to help you have your credit. You don't need to argue. You don't need to explain. You just say this. I do not consent to verbal communication. Validate this debt in writing, including the original agreement, or cease all collection efforts.
Yes, just listen to Sexy and she'll save your ass. She's very good at what she does. Yeah, so beautiful too.
Then hang up. I mean, you tell them to validate the debt in writing. Also throw in there, tell them to give you the full payment history and the chain of custody. Want to know why this works? Well, under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, you have the right to demand validation. And they have to stop until they provide it. And most of them can't.
Yeah, you see, I'm not sexist. I'm praising this female. I think she's doing great work. Yeah, even though she's all nice and covered. At least she's not wearing those burkas or whatever the sand people outfits are, right? You know? Well, anyways, let's continue.
And as always, guys, if you need assistance with this, go to link my bio. I got you.
Yes, friends, you see, I'm very nice. I love people. But you should follow me on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble because on YouTube, they're very censorship heavy. So fuck them. Just saying. So you guys take care of each other. Be awesome. Don't let these goons control you and tell them go eat a dick. Well, goodbye, friends.
Every day that they refuse to tell us who was on the Diddy Party guest list, I'm gonna oil up one of my bros. And don't think I won't do it. I know where they keep it. It's at CVS. They have it in big, big bottles. I'll oil up one of my bros. I'll put it on the staircase. No one leaves. All you have to do is write down all the names of the guests from the Diddy Party. People think Diddy's just, oh, he's a good musician. Oh, no, he's a rapper. Mm-mm. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, and it starts tonight. For every night that I don't know who was on the guest list, one of my bros gets oiled up. He might even get back shots. I'm a man of my word.